which is always my mantra, right? I'm always talking about advanced bookings because I think that's the best way to say that.
That's what I call Aloha Spirit. It's a world championship. It's 32 miles across the channel from Molokai to this part of Oahu on the east side. Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher, and thanks very much for checking in with us. We got a great podcast for you for this Tuesday, February 8th, 2011. This is our 440th podcast. Got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to be talking all about room descriptions today, so we're going to explain to you what an ocean view room is, what an ocean front room is. We're going to get all of that cleared up today. We're also going to go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours, and if I have some time, I'm going to answer some of the questions that are left over from last time, since I didn't get to them for you guys. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii, we're Hawaii's experts, and you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. You can also get in touch with us by calling us at 1-800-843-8771. If you're on Facebook or Twitter or you have an iPhone, you can get involved with us that way. Our iPhone app is Hawaii Aloha, two words, and a lot happening there. A lot of people getting in on the conversation there, so it's a lot of fun to talk to you guys via our iPhone app. It's also available on Android and BlackBerry. Supposedly, it's going to be happening around the 14th or 15th of February. So if you're looking for that BlackBerry app, it's coming out very, very soon. Well, we got a lot of ground to cover, but before we do anything, we have to go outside and take a look at our crater cam. It is gorgeous again today. We had a lot of rain yesterday, and a dissipating front will keep showers popping up around the state today. Rainfall will become more focused along the windward slopes through midweek as easterly winds sweep the moisture back to the northwest. Though in a few leeward showers will have remained possible, there'll be another approaching front that's going to turn winds more southerly by late in the week as showers become more widespread again. So there you have it. Like, it could get a little rainy again, but you know, just like this weekend, there was supposed to be this big front coming through, and it really never materialized. I mean, there was a little bit of rain. We had like a couple of downpours, but that was it. So the weather looks pretty much gorgeous for the next few days. Well, today's topic has to do with views that you get when you get a hotel room in Hawaii, and we get a lot of questions about it, and I want to put it to rest and give you some examples of what you can expect if you book the various hotel room categories. And let's start out with, I think, one of the toughest ones, and this is the partial ocean view category. You know, you've scrimped, you've saved, you've been anticipating your trip to Hawaii, and now you have this partial ocean view. What does that mean? And usually this means that your view is blocked by something. And it's kind of a strange, this is one of the toughest categories to explain, because partial ocean view may be different in different hotels. But in general, it means that when you step out of your balcony and you lean out at like a 45-degree angle and, you know, crank your neck out and maybe crack a couple of bones, you get a glimpse of the ocean. Sometimes it's between two other buildings. Or it might be that your room is on the side of the building and you can actually see a bit of the ocean. Now, here's a couple of examples we have here of what we call, these are typical partial ocean views here. And as you can see, there's different variations of it. These are in Waikiki. Now, I've chosen Waikiki because this is kind of like the worst case scenarios for these kinds of views. But you can see that in some of these, you actually can see a bit of the ocean. And sometimes, like with a couple of hotels that I can think of, you do get a situation where a partial ocean view is almost as good as an ocean view. And I'm going to say that it depends on where you are in the building. Like, for example, the Pacific Beach Hotel. Depending on how close your room is towards the Kalakaua Avenue, which is the main drag, that will determine how much of an ocean, partial ocean view that you have. So there are some examples. That gives you an idea. And that's the partial ocean category. The next one is the ocean view category, and this could mean one of two things. Your room is on the side of a building and you have a full view down to the beach and you can see the ocean, but you don't face the ocean. That's the most common explanation of an ocean view, and most of our ocean views are in that category. Or if your hotel is, let's say, further back from the ocean and you're up high, that's also considered an ocean view. And in that second case scenario where you're high up, a lot of times that looks like an ocean front view to me, but it's considered ocean view because there's a lot of stuff before you get to the ocean. And very often that's the case in low-rise hotels. An ocean view may be facing the ocean, but they don't call it an ocean front because, let's say, there might be some park in front. And here's some examples of ocean view rooms that we have in Hawaii. And sometimes, you know, you've got something before the ocean. So you've got your room, your balcony, and then there's maybe a garden or some sort of, some kind of building in front of it, and then there's the ocean. So just to give you an idea, that's the other option. And then there's the other category of ocean front. Now, an ocean front room, this is a category that's going to give you a full ocean view. And it means that the windows in your room are actually facing the ocean. Here's some examples of ocean front. These are ocean front rooms when you're facing directly to the ocean. Now, when you have an ocean front room, there should be no obstruction. There shouldn't be something in front of you, and you should be looking straight out to the ocean. And it also could mean that you're on a higher floor as well. A lot of times we do have high rises here, and sometimes that means you're up higher and you still have that full-on ocean view, ocean front. Now, those are my favorite rooms. I like to be up high personally. Now, others have a different idea about what that is. Now, keep in mind, when we're talking about these categories, it doesn't mean the hotel itself. We're talking about the room. Very often people ask, I just want a ocean view hotel. Well, so many of the hotels are ocean view. You can just be right on the beach and be not have really a great room or a great view, but still be on the ocean. So I just want to clarify that we're talking about the room categories here, not necessarily the hotel itself. So hopefully clarifies it a little bit for you. Another category which we don't have very much for, but we do get asked for a lot, is a beachfront. I want a beachfront hotel room. I want to be able to walk out of my balcony, walk out of the room, right onto the beach. Now, I've looked into this, and we don't have, to my knowledge, any that category specified as beachfront. However, you can get rooms like that. Like, for instance, the Kaanapali Ali'i, they have an oceanfront room, and it's an oceanfront condo, but you know, it opens up directly to the beach, and that means that you just got to request a lower floor. So very often, if your idea of oceanfront means that you're going to be walking out to the beach from your room, let your agent know, let us know, and then we're going to try and target and request the lower floors, or maybe the first floor. It doesn't mean you'll necessarily get it, but we will target it, and we will try to get that for you. And usually our requests are made. Just to let you know, when we do requests, because our agency is so connected with the hotels, we have a lot of connections here, very often our requests, like I would say 90% of the time, our requests are met. That doesn't mean that, you know, once in a while our request isn't met, but nobody can guarantee you a particular floor or hotel room. Just nobody. You can't even do it if you call in. Now, there are some hotels that are starting to try and charge for these things, but those are few and very between, and we'll let you know if that's a possibility, if that's something that's important to you. Now, the next category is, take a look at this category. This category is called a city view. Now, a city view means you could be at a higher floor, usually with a broad view of the city. And a lot of times in Waikiki, it's a beautiful view of Waikiki. And sometimes you can even get a little piece of ocean there. But most of the time, that means that you're getting a full city view. And in general, I think it's better than getting a mountain view. But we'll talk about a mountain view in a second. So there's an example of what we call a city view room. And usually that's mostly only applies to Oahu when you're in Honolulu, because there's really no other city view rooms on the other islands because there's no big cities. I suppose in Maui you get a little bit of Lahaina and maybe up the stretch. You might call that a city view if you're up in Kanapali on the west side or something. But in general, that really only applies to Honolulu and Waikiki. Another view that you see is, like I was just mentioning, is the mountain view. This is a mountain view room. Now, mountain view means just what it says. Basically, you're going to be looking towards the mountains. And some people prefer that. In Waikiki, this is usually a combo, a city view versus mountain. But on the other islands, all the other islands, there are a lot of mountain view categories. And again, this is pretty much, I like it better than, let's say, if I couldn't afford a garden view, and we're going to talk about a garden view. So, if the price isn't that much of it between a garden view and a mountain view, because they're very similar. So that is your mountain view facing the mountain, and the garden view usually means, in general, it usually means they're going to be lower floors. I mean, I've seen garden views that actually have parking lot views. So you got to be careful with the garden view. Make sure it's specified. Garden views usually mean lower floors, and it usually means you're facing some sort of parkway or some kind of landscaping thing, or shrubs and so forth in front of your room. And garden view rooms aren't necessarily bad, but I would say garden view and mountain view are very similar in their description. So pretty much that is all of the categories. Now, we do have in some properties what we call pool views. Now, that's pretty much self-explanatory also. You're going to have a view of the pool. And sometimes these are great because you can get a lanai right on the first floor. Now, and then you can walk right out to the pool, and that usually leads to the beach, you know. So that's a good way to kind of get that beachfront thing going, without having to pay the beachfront, quote, beachfront price, or in our case here in Hawaii, oceanfront requested lower floor. And a couple of properties have that. I mean, we even have them in Waikiki. I mean, in fact, you can get it right at the Park Shore, one of our budget properties. You can get a pool view. Almost all of them, this is, again, a requested category, so check on that. I know the Marriott has a pool view. I know that the Kauai Beach Resort has a pool view. So hopefully this clarifies for you some of the various categories, because we get a lot of questions on that. Now's the time in our program we'd like to go over some packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So let's get right to it. We got a package here for two people. This is for March 11th and 19th, Memphis to Honolulu, staying at the Pacific Beach Hotel in a partial ocean view, by the way. Now you know what that is. And total package price, $32.98. Great package. Fantastic. These guys are coming soon. March is just right around the corner. Congratulations to the Osterhaus family and to Nancy over at Extension 24. Next, we got a package for four people. They're going to be traveling also in March 14th to the 21st. This is a one-week package for four people, Outrigger Reef on the Beach. This is an oceanfront room, third night free with breakfast for two. They're going to be coming in from Dallas, and they're going to have a great time. Total package price on this, $89.50 for four people. Great deal. Fantastic. Congratulations to the Kiefer family. Erica, Ruth, Cyrus, and Cyrus Jr. Mahalo Nui. We do appreciate your business. And congratulations to Tara. She's the agent that put that together over at Extension 36. And finally, one more here from Calais over at Extension 31. She put a package together for two people, July 23rd to 27th, a nice advance booking. Includes the Atlanta Submarine and Jermaine's Luau, staying at the Park Shore Waikiki in an Ocean View room. Another great deal. Look at this package, $22.60, Ocean View room. They got the activities in there, the transfers, everything. Congratulations to the Wilson family, Christina and Jonathan. Mahalo Nui for your business. We do appreciate it. Well, that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to tune in again on Friday. We do this every Tuesday and Friday. In the meantime, we update our blog and our app and our Twitter and our Facebook and all of those. Please get involved with us. Get in touch with me. If you have a question for Friday's show, please email it to me at bruce@hawaii-aloha.com or podcast@hawaii-aloha.com. I'd love to answer questions. I'd love to help you out, because having a memorable vacation is almost as important to me as it is to you. So my beautiful wife, Yale, all of our agents here at hawaii-aloha.com will say aloha and mahalo. We slowly walk.